Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned into the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right, you're a radio activist. Mark Harrington here on several social media platforms, including Facebook Live, Periscope, and YouTube, coming to you live from the Created Equal studios here in Columbus, Ohio. And folks, you want to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for your radio activist. Activist Radio, the Mark Harrington Show. We're going to be talking about the issues of the day as it relates to the abortion debate. And today, we're going to be talking about the news that came out yesterday that my good friend David DeLeiden, that is for the Center for Medical Progress, Mr. DeLeiden was charged with 15 felonies from the Attorney General in California, and we're going to discuss that today. We're also going to discuss the recent release of some more video from the Center for Medical Progress. An abortionist by the name of, what is her name, Deshaun Taylor, Planned Parenthood abortionist in Arizona, who was caught undercover on tape talking about abortion, late-term abortion, and other things. So we're going to be talking about that. I mean, the timing couldn't be better, folks, I mean, for this release of these videos, because now that we've had, unfortunately, the so-called repeal of Obamacare fail, which was going to include a defunding of Planned Parenthood, now that that's failed and may or may not be brought back up for a vote, we have the vote that hopefully will be coming forth, a standalone bill defunding Planned Parenthood. So the release of this video is opportune. And once again, raising the issue that Planned Parenthood is a criminal organization. Planned Parenthood ought to be the ones in jail, not Dave and DeLeiden. They ought to be the ones being charged with felonies. They're the baby killers. They're the ones that are walking on all this, have yet to be held accountable by Congress or by the Justice Department. But it's David DeLeiden and his colleague Sandra Meretz are the ones that are being accused of these different things. And so we're going to be talking about those things today on the Mark Harrington Show here on Facebook and other social media platforms. Remember, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, every Thursday we come to you live. So let's get started. Obviously, the breaking news yesterday was David DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress were charged with 15 felonies by the California Attorney General. His name is Xavier Barrera, a Democrat, and a person who's funded Planned Parenthood, has donated to Planned Parenthood, who's a liberal Democrat from California. He's in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. So I guess it's no surprise that we see this happen. He's been charged, David DeLeiden and Sandra Meretz have been charged with, let's see here, not providing consent to record somebody, because California is a two-party state. That means you can't record someone else without their permission, apparently, right? So there are 15 counts, 15 felony charges against Mr. DeLeiden. 14 of those individually are for the 14 people, apparently, that he recorded without giving their consent, without getting their permission. And the one count is for invasion of privacy. So that's what was came out yesterday. That's the news. And also, of course, the video, which we're going to be talking about, too, here on the program. Let's deal with this issue, first of all, the felony charges against Mr. DeLeiden. First of all, whistleblowers, those who do us a favor and uncover the crimes, like what Planned Parenthood was involved with, the sale of body parts, which is a crime. Abortion's a crime, too. It's just not penalized by our government. Guys like that, people that blow the whistle, people that expose others who keep people accountable are doing the public a service and therefore are protected by the First Amendment. I predict that these charges are going to eventually get tossed out, but we don't know that. The idea is the Attorney General just wants to get Mr. Dlyden tied up in court all the time. But whistleblowers should be covered by our First Amendment protections. And the real criminals here are Planned Parenthood and Cecile Richards, not David Dlyden. And obviously we have corruption at the highest level in California. I mean, who's surprised, right, that California would be the one leveling these charges against Mr. Dlyden? To go back and give us a little history here about the Center for Medical Progress, you know, it's been almost a year and a half since those first videos were released. And they were released in July of 2015. The first video was released with Dr. Deborah Natola talking about how they sell body parts as she was eating her salad. Remember that? Remember that video? Horrible to watch. But that first video was released in July of 2015. And we happen to be, that is Created Equal, and our justice writers, our young people, were in Washington, D.C. the moment that first video dropped. And what we did is we went, that morning when we saw the video that was going to drop, and America was exposed to what Planned Parenthood was doing with the body parts of aborted babies, we went to Speaker Boehner's office and we called for a congressional investigation of Planned Parenthood. And by the end of the day, John Boehner had called for these hearings, and of course those hearings have taken place over the last year and a half. Unfortunately, not a lot has happened regarding any charges or anything being holding Planned Parenthood to account. But in the video, that first video, if you remember being released, Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards had a statement. Two days later, they came out with a video statement where Cecile Richards went on record saying that Planned Parenthood does not involve in criminality, and that the videos were highly edited. Go ahead and play that clip.
Planned Parenthood provides a full range of healthcare services to millions of women, men, and young people every year, including cancer screenings, birth control, STD testing and treatment, and abortion. And we provide much more than health services. We support millions of people as they build their futures and pursue their goals. Recently, an organization that opposes safe and legal abortion used secretly recorded, heavily edited videos to make outrageous claims about programs that help women donate fetal tissue for medical research. I want to be really clear. The allegation that Planned Parenthood profits in any way from tissue donation is not true.
There you go. So that was part of the first video statement by Cecile Richards in July of 2015. Saying that the videos were heavily edited. And of course, that's been their talking point for now a year and a half, that these videos should be disregarded as bogus because they're highly edited or heavily edited. You know, here's the thing. David Dlyden probably has hundreds of hours of video. And of course it's going to be edited. It's the same as anyone doing a news story for a news channel or what have you, a media outlet. They do lots of video, and then they edit it down to the more important parts of it. And that's what David Dlyden did. Nobody's denying that these videos were edited. You have to edit it. Nobody's going to watch 300 hours or so of video. But the videos spoke for themselves. I mean, they're on tape saying that they sell baby parts. They describe destroying preborn human beings. You know, I crush below, I crush above, that kind of thing, Deborah Natola was saying. So the fact that they're highly edited is a bogus claim. It's just trying to change the subject. Everybody agrees that they were highly edited, but they didn't want to deal with the actual content of the video. She says that the accusations are false, but of course we found out over the last year and a half that they've been involved in the sale of body parts. Now, the second part of her statement, she discusses the idea that she apologizes for the tone and statements of Dr. Nicotello. Go ahead and play that clip.
In the video, one of our staff members speaks in a way that does not reflect that compassion.
Yes.
This is unacceptable.
Compassionate killing.
I personally apologize for the staff member's tone and statements.
There you go. Apologize for the tone and statement. Now, the tone, I mean, okay, what was wrong with the tone? She just was talking normally. The statement, though, she said she apologized for the statement. In other words, the statements were true, apparently, and she was sorry for those. Well, she soon backtracked on that when she spoke before a hearing on Capitol Hill. And what I want to do is play a clip here. This is a clip from those hearings. Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, which I love. And by the way, I mean, this guy is true pro-life to the core. I've stood with Jim Jordan at the Ohio State House when we introduced a bill to ban embryonic stem cell research. I've spoken at a Right to Life banquet where Jim Jordan was in the audience and came up and thanked me later for what I was doing. Jim Jordan is a hero. And Jim Jordan, if you know, has been wrongly accused of along with the Freedom Caucus, of tanking this so-called repeal of Obamacare most recently, which is, I think, unfair to him. But here's Jim Jordan. Watch Jim Jordan hold Cecilia Richards to account for her statement that apparently she apologized for the statements of the Planned Parenthood colleague of hers. Go ahead and play that clip.
Well, and I'm asking you a simple question. Okay, in that first video, in that first video, tell me what you needed to apologize for.
That highly edited video that now, highly of course, edited. As we have gotten further and I've read
that
pages
highly edited video that you apologize
pages
for.
And pages now, I have now read hundreds of pages of all of the things that were said. Clear now that there were many, I think 10 times during
She's
that
sweating.
Conversation in which Dr. Nuka-Tola expressly
Richards,
said.
It's a simple question.
Well,
it
I've answered it.
It is as simple and as basic as it gets. You don't apologize for things that are inaccurate. You apologize for things that are accurate. And you said there were statements in that first video that I want to apologize for. I'm asking you to tell this committee chairman, this committee, and the American people, what were those statements?
Well, I think I've already made my explanation, and just for the record, Dr. Nuka-Tola is an excellent doctor.
Yes. I'm not who really great.
Well,
gentlemen,
I just like you've had your moment. I wanted to make sure that you understood that she provides incredibly compassionate care, and I'm proud of her.
Compassionate dismembering of children. What an awesome interchange there between our good friend Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio and Cecilia Richards. That was about a year ago. I actually was in the hearing room that day, and I could tell you she was sweating some bullets. Jim Jordan is a hero of the pro-life movement, folks, and we need to defend him in Congress, irrespective of this vote on so-called the repeal of Obamacare. I think he was wrongly being blamed for the bill not getting the votes it needed. But moving on from there, the idea that you would, I mean, he made the point. You don't apologize for something that's false. And she came out and said she apologized for the statements of Dr. Nuka-Tola. So you can't change all that. He held her to account. And that brings us to virtually yesterday, where these felony counts have been handed down against Mr. Dlyden in California by the Attorney General. And then coincidentally, I'm certain that he had no idea they were going to be handed down at the same day, that he once again released an undercover video, an expose video of a Planned Parenthood employee, an abortionist, by the name of Deshaun Taylor, speaking at a Planned Parenthood fundraiser or some other kind of networking event, where this woman, this Deshaun Taylor, talks about abortion in a cavalier way. Folks, listen, this is very disturbing video. I mean, I've been at this for 20 years or so. And I can tell you, when I'm watching this, disgust doesn't even come close to representing how I felt. It's sickening to me that there are people, and I use that term loosely, people walking the planet, who are citizens of the United States of America, who do this routinely, dismember part by part by part, late term. These are babies that are 20 weeks old. She specializes in late term baby killing. and does it proudly. If you watch this video, it's absolutely hard to imagine. So what we want to do, we're going to play this first clip that she decries the idea that those who might refer to the baby who might be born prematurely as a baby. That's this first clip. Go ahead and play that clip.
Now, the thing is, I don't do induction. So, like, my technique is a disarticulation technique. So.
By the way, disarticulation. Now, there's a term for you. You know what disarticulation means? Disarticulation means I'm just going to tear the baby into pieces. We come up with these sterile medical terms to refer to the slaughter, outright just carnage of dismembering a late-term baby in utero. And in this case, in many cases anyway, what she's referring to is the baby being born already. Go ahead.
By the way,
she uses her hands throughout this, which is even more disturbing. She's basically reenacting visually the dismembering process as she talks about it. Go ahead and play the clip.
Right.
Because
breach position is great.
Part of the issue is it's not a matter of how I feel about it coming out of chest.
But
I got to worry about my staff and people's feelings about it coming out looking like a baby. It's not a matter of how I feel about it coming out in chest. But I got to worry about my staff and people's feelings about it coming out looking like a baby.
All right, so just to unpack that if you didn't catch it. She's basically saying, in some cases, the babies are born. I mean, they're delivered. They're not in utero as she disarticulates them or dismembers or destroys them piece by tearing them apart. She's describing infanticide. She's describing a baby being born alive or dead. We don't know. And she doesn't have a problem with that. That doesn't disturb this monster at all. I mean, that's the thing that's just hard to imagine. It doesn't bother at all that this baby was born and then she kills it, or the baby was born dead, or what have you. It's what she's concerned about is her staff members in the room, those who might be helping out with this procedure of killing the child. She's concerned about their feelings, that they might be a little disturbed by this. Well, I hope so. Even though they work at Planned Parenthood, I hope they still have somewhat of a functioning conscience, that their heart is beating, that they're actually human beings that would care for these little baby, you know, these infants that we love and cherish so often, right? But she was mostly concerned for the baby being intact because it might bother the folks in the room. Now, this next clip, she talks about how, she talks more about this idea of the paying attention to people in the room. Go ahead and play that clip.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
I mean, there are a lot of variables that come into play. You know, sometimes...
By the way, stop. I don't think she's referring to the procedure of disarticulation or dismembering of the baby as being creepy. What she's saying is creepy is that she has to be concerned for the people in the room. Go ahead and play the next. Go ahead and continue on.
The way that they respond to the medication,
it just happens.
Stop. She's like, oh, dang it. And then she cusses. She goes, oh. And then she uses a cuss word that the baby might be born. And this could be infanticide. She's upset that the baby might be born and she didn't get to kill the baby in utero. Go ahead.
Do you didge?
Yeah.
Starting when?
Didge.
20 weeks.
Starting at 20 weeks.
Okay, so she kills 20-week babies by, and by the way, digoxin or didge, they refer to it, it's a, you know, just shortening the term, didge. You know, they have all these terms they've made up, didge, because they don't want to use the term digoxin because people know what that's used for. That causes fetal demise, is what they call fetal demise. They inject the baby with a long needle, right, and they inject this this medicine that kills the baby. It causes a heart attack. So they can deliver the baby dead or dismember the baby without it being alive. So she uses digoxin, or as the buyer refers to it, as didge to kill the babies prior to the dismembering or disarticulation, as she puts it. Go ahead and play. Continue on.
Because, you know, didge kind of rules out.
It ruins the integrity of the specimen.
I mean, it kills the stem cells.
I mean, so the thing is, it's really, and then that really is an issue because in Arizona, if the fetus is comes out with any signs of life, we're supposed to transport it.
Uh-huh. At any gestational age?
Any gestational age.
Is there any standard procedure for verifying signs of life?
Well, the thing is,
I didn't go in a
there
chart.
Go, yeah.
I mean, the key is,
she's in the room. That determines the
room,
signs
right?
of life.
The key is, you need to pay attention to who's in the room, right? And, like, you know.
Right.
Because the thing is, the law states you're not supposed to do any maneuvers after the fact to try to cause demise. So it's really tricky.
Okay, stop it there just for a second. She's talking about maneuvering the child, reorientating or reorienting the child, rearranging the child, so she can better dismember the child. That's what she's referring to right there. Go ahead and continue on.
It sounds like it's really hard to navigate that bed.
Yeah. It's really tricky. So we do, most of the time we do DIG, and it usually works.
It usually
and
works.
We don't have to worry about that.
Kill the baby by a heart attack.
Law says if there are signs of life, then we're supposed to transfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so cavalier. It's a mess. By the way, stop. It's not a mess that she's dismembering a baby, that she's butchering a baby, that she's tearing apart a baby, that she's murdering a baby. That's not considered by her as a mess. She's just talking about the whole problem of people being in the room, the problem that she might have to transport a baby if the baby's born alive to a hospital. To her, that's the mess. Folks, this is why we started a project called Killers Among Us, because there are these monsters, and I use that word because it makes sense. These are monsters. These people that would walk around, you know, you might be at the Walmart and they could be next to you. You wouldn't even know what they do during their day, that they dismember children. They use their hands to kill children. They're murderers. And that's why we launched Killers Among Us, because abortionists, those child killers like this woman, Deshaun Taylor, need to be exposed. They need the community to know what they do. And that's why we launched a project called Killers Among Us. Go ahead and continue on.
Research shows that DIG doesn't make the procedure easier in someone who is well-trained. But I have to tell you anecdotally, my biceps appreciate how DIG works.
Really? Oh, isn't it funny? Stop there. This is just beyond belief. I'm sorry. Folks, listen. Can you imagine even now? I mean, this video was released yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of people watched it. It should have been the top story on CNN and every news outlet across the country. That a woman so cavalierly talks about dismembering babies, and as she uses her hands to describe what she's doing, she talks about her need, that it affects her biceps. It affects her biceps so much. Oh, isn't that too bad that she actually has to use, she's crushing a child, and she's complaining about having to use her biceps. Now, I'm going to continue on with this clip. It gets worse. Go ahead.
It's in the biceps when you're doing a DNA.
It's so funny.
It doesn't take any longer to complete the procedure, but it takes more force.
Stop right there. Takes more force. Think about it. That's what abortion is. Abortion is using force. It's killing, it's murder, dismembering a child against their will. It's the weak against the strong, right? This woman, Deshaun Taylor, a monster, an abortionist, who tears apart babies in the womb and outside the womb, is concerned that it takes more force and that she has to use her biceps to do it. And then she goes on. Let's go ahead and play the remainder of the clip here.
What is it when you're doing a non-dig DNA? It's your
the jocks and it kills the baby.
Wow. Anymore.
So I remember when I was a fellow and I was trained, I was like, oh, I have to hit the gym for this.
Oh
That's so funny. Go to the gym.
Isn't that crazy?
What age, when does it start? What gestation does it start getting really difficult? Like it is like a workout.
20 weeks.
At 20, that's when it becomes.
She says she has to hit the gym. So in order to kill children at this stage, 20 weeks, 24 weeks, in utero and apparently out of utero, she talks about her biceps. And she talks about it being difficult. Whether she uses digoxin or not, she says, she admittedly says it doesn't really affect how it, you know, how difficult the procedure is. But it takes more force. And therefore, she has to go to the gym to work out in order to tear these babies apart. I mean, it's beyond belief, folks. I don't know what to tell you. In America right now, we know what we're doing for the most part. I mean, these videos, as effective as they are, reached a lot of people. But I still hear from folks that they say they're highly edited, that they really aren't true, and all that kind of thing. I just think it's very difficult. Unless you are totally brain dead, or you're just so sold out on baby killing, that you can watch a video like this and not be disturbed by it. And not want to get up out of your seat and do something about it now. But we have this kind of a just calm, you know, like, oh, let's just deal with it by defunding Planned Parenthood. No, we ought to be storming Planned Parenthood facilities. We ought to be outside those en masse. There ought to be hundreds of people every single day trying to save children outside of these Planned Parenthood buildings. Every single day. Because this is what's happening inside them. They have a Deshaun Taylor or someone like her dismembering babies, right? Disarticulated, destroying them in utero and out of utero. And yet there's hardly a cry of repentance from our nation and from the church to do anything about it. It continues to go on. I mean, now a year and a half after the first video was released, yes, we've made some progress, but still, Planned Parenthood's still getting $500 million a year. Planned Parenthood yesterday was on Capitol Hill trying to stop this defunding movement. And Cecile Richards is still taken seriously. Can you imagine that? She's the head of a genocidal criminal organization, and yet she receives federal tax dollars by the tune of almost $500 million a year. Who have we become as Americans that we would accept this, that we would allow our tax dollars to go for it, and we wouldn't demand the end of it right now? What's going on that we can allow these people to wander about in our country undisturbed? Well, I can tell you this, it created equal. We're different. We're different. We're not going to let people like Deshaun Taylor live a normal life. That means that they can't live undisturbed, that they should be exposed to the communities in which they live. I mean, if you had a sex offender living in your neighborhood, you'd want to know about that, right? Well, they have these people like Deshaun Taylor live in communities like you live in, and virtually no one knows about them. And to me, that's an indictment upon the Christian community. That's an indictment of the pro-life movement that we don't know who these folks are. They ought to be exposed. They ought to be made aware of. They ought to be everybody ought to know what they're doing. So here's the deal. The minimum thing you can do right now is call Speaker Ryan at the U.S. House of Representatives and demand the immediate defunding of Planned Parenthood. And here's the phone number on the screen, 202-225-3031. That's 202-225-3031. Now, Speaker Ryan is attempting to hopefully move forward a standalone bill to defund Planned Parenthood since it didn't get done in the so-called repeal of Obamacare. So we're calling on Speaker Ryan to do something now about this, especially what's happening with Mr. DeLayden and these 15 felony counts, especially what's happening now with this new release of video, and hopefully there are more to come, showing the continued criminality of Planned Parenthood and the fact that they dismember babies. We want the defunding of Planned Parenthood, number one, and we pray it's going to happen. We need you to get involved. So again, go call Speaker Ryan at 202-225-3031. That's 202-225-3031 and demand the defunding of Planned Parenthood now. And we don't want to stop there. We want to end Planned Parenthood. We want to defeat Planned Parenthood once again and we want to end the shedding of innocent blood in America. We want to abolish abortion completely as quickly as we can, but we've got to start somewhere. Tune in next time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Activist Radio, The Mark Harrington Show, here on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter and Periscope. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.